Congrats, ladies, on the doubleheader sweep. First for you, Jen, to score 8 runs against Penn and then 12 against a top 30 RPI team. What was going right for the offense?
I think we were really being disciplined this game and waiting for the pitchers to throw it in the zone and get something that we can actually cut in half and get behind. So I think that was a big help for us today.
And for the Titans, their pitcher was starting off with a few strikeouts early on, but then the whole lineup doing a really good job of getting those walks. What was Coach telling y'all during those at-bats?
I think she's just really harping on waiting for your pitch. And like I said before, like waiting for something that you can really cut in half and get behind. And, you know, once people start going, you want to be that person who can pass the bat to the next.
And then for the team, I mean, you're now on a 5-game win streak. You're beating some really good teams. How do you keep this momentum going?
I think just keeping the energy up. AB did great today, and it was a complete team effort, which is always really fun. So we're trying to carry that through for the rest of the week.
And then for you, your final year, being able to play in California with your family there, I mean, what do these wins mean for you personally?
I think it's almost come full circle. A lot of us were talking about how the last time we were here, it was right before the pandemic started, and we obviously didn't really get to finish out that week or that season. So I think we're just, you know, taking it game by game and really living in the moment and having a good time.
And then what can you say about Allie B and Lizzie and their pitching today and this past weekend?
Today is Allie B's 21st birthday. And she killed it. I think they're doing a really good job of complimenting each other. And you know, obviously they throw a little bit of a different thing. So I think going back and forth and really working with one another to kind of throw teams off balance has been key for them.
And then finally, you moved up to the top of the lineup, but both yourself, Coker, and Ronson continue to deliver. What has been that mindset for the three of you setting the table for the rest of the lineup?
I think, you know, just going up there and being offensive and attacking and really getting something that we can hit and kind of get the momentum going for our team is definitely something that we've been focusing on the past couple of games.
All right. Thanks, Jen.
Oh,
For you, Allie, first going back to the Penn game, it's a close game. You're coming in relief for Lizzie. What was your mindset to kind of finish that game?
I think definitely going in just like being aggressive and going at them and, you know, trusting my defense behind me and just staying ahead in the count and not falling behind, especially with runners on.
And then for going up against Cal State Fullerton, again, they're a team that likes to score. What were you seeing there at the plate those first 5 innings?
They're definitely a good hitting team and they have a lot of discipline, especially with taking balls. And I think my mindset was just to keep their eyesight different on height and speed on the changeup. So just being aggressive and going at them, but also like mixing 2 balls off, 3 balls off, and the speed and the changeup.
And then they start getting on the scoreboard in the 6th. They have the opportunity to tie the game after being down 6-0, but you come back. What was going through your mind in those crucial moments?
I think definitely just keeping that same mentality, expecting that they're going to hit. And Kayla made a great play at short, and we had a double play from Kayla to Nick, and then Nick throwing a 3. So just trusting that everyone has each other's backs, and we're going to get those outs and then go back and hit some more.
Well, and speaking of hitting, how much confidence does it give you when the team can get you 6 in the 7th?
It makes it so much easier. And just I have complete confidence in my whole team, and it just makes it so much more fun too.
And then how about for yourself? I asked Jen the question, being able to win in front of family and friends in California.
It's great. It's just, everyone's happy to see family and friends. And we're just trying to keep that positive mentality throughout this whole week and keep winning some games.
And I know I got to talk to you and Lizzie after that win over Georgia, but both of you really dealing the past few days. What have y'all been saying to each other, and what's it like to be winning together right now?
It's so much fun. Like Jen said, we really complement each other well. And whether it's splitting games or us doing full 7 and then, you know, sometimes coming in when needed, it's just so much fun. Like, you know, we've kind of grown together, like our college career and the fact that we're juniors now and the pandemic's over. It's like we can fully show what we can do. And Lizzie and I, we get along great and just having each other's backs.
And then finally, y'all beat a really good team in San Diego State, beat a really good team tonight in Fullerton, but it's not going to get any easier this weekend. Nebraska, Central Florida, and Long Beach State. What's the team's mindset and what does the pitching staff need to do well to get some more wins this weekend?
Pitching staff, definitely just trying to stay aggressive and get ahead in the count, but also work the counts. And, you know, if there's 0-2 count, make sure we work those balls off here and there, make sure they're staying off balance. And definitely hitting wise, just being aggressive, scoring first, and coming out hot.
All right. Well, thank you very much for joining me and congrats on the wins today.
Thanks, Scott.